It's your all killer no filter weekly podcast. Hey, I'm Jocelyn Jaroge, your host, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Click podcast. TMC is a weekly podcast where each week we have amazing interactive conversations and stories in regards to relationships and self-development, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to the Mindful Click.
I don't have time for being the bigger person. I do not. If we don't have an agreement, or you guys, we are not sitting down and talking as mature people, and you're still going down, honey, let me just go to the basement. See, na time. Yeah. When it comes to guys and women as well, we usually know what we want.
Yeah.
Me, I knew that is the guy I wanted, despite him having so many issues.
Yeah.
But he didn't know. He knew he wanted me. It's just that he didn't want to commit.
And funny thing with James not committing to you was not necessarily about other women or another woman wanted. Because he was genuinely into you.
Yeah.
But he wanted to control you.
Yeah, and
he's
that,
the type of guy who wanted, like, you drop everything in your life just to be with him.
Yeah. Can you imagine, guys?
You imagine an alpha female being told by a guy to just drop everything? How does that even work?
I usually tell people every woman is submissive.
Yeah.
If you're going to be, don't control me, just be masculine. It's very attractive. But if you try to tell me don't talk to Josie,
I remember when he was actually very, very controlling of the friends you're talking to. This guy used to take Massey's phone. He used to take, can you believe, audacity. Uyo jama metupata hapa kwa maisha ya Massey already na anajaribu ku take over ni kama, like by the way umudete watu anakaji.
He's not even toxic, he's... I don't know. He just had a problem.
No, he does have a psychological problem. Because
it doesn't
make sense, guys. Do you take your woman's phone and tell her, like, no, you shouldn't talk to your friend because I feel she's influencing you a certain way I do not like.
And it's not like only one friend. Like,
imagine.
Every friend. So
can you imagine the guy was telling Massey that your best friends are against you, that your best friends are influencing you vibe, and I don't like the way they're having this effect on you and all that. Yeah. I think that's where Massey's feelings for this guy started shaking up. Like, no.
Like, guys, unaniambia nini, unamaanisha nini? Mimi nikifuliza, wananifulizia, wewe unakuanga wapi?
And guys, get this. This guy actually forced himself to go see Massey's family. I saw Massey's stories are just crazy.
That one is another
day. That is a whole story day. But I think with James, for him, he was submarining you. Because for yeye alikuanga anakaa na wewe, anakwambia nakutaka leo, kesho, ako like, let's be friends. The following day, he's asking you, what are you doing? Where are you? Who are you with? What
I'm
are you dressing?
Coming there. Joy, why are you showing your body? Oh, Joy, you're now starting to act like Black American women. Hey, Kwanza, that was like, guy, let me just say it. I have nothing against Black American men, but James, that guy was Black American. So, those people come to Kenya. I don't know wanafunzwa gani huko kwao. I think I don't know what they thought or they think. Because when they come here, they think we're very submissive. We haven't gone to school. We don't know so many things. So when they come here, most of them actually are going to Africa to look for wives. Because Black American women are super independent.
So they come with that mentality of women in Africa are submissive.
Very submissive.
Yeah.
I just say, jump how high?
No questions, daddy. Tell me.
So I think they just say, I want to come and look for a wife. Until, and that is the perspective with that guy. He came. Yes, he had that in mind.
Yeah.
But when he came, then he found that I was serious. Aka fooled. Because us here, tumefunzwa, our men are supposed to provide. How wamefunzwa men are 50-50.
Yeah.
And men and women near 50-50. Alafu, when you're coming here, you have a perspective of Yes, akika huku anafikiria that atafanya kila kitu. Akifika huku, anaona it's too much for him. So they fold, and that's what he did. But you know what? Bye, Felicia.
The guy went running back to his home country in the US. But I usually feel like it's so wrong. Like how, like in a situation, how he kept dragging you.
Yeah.
You know, because he knew, the problem is that he knew you really liked him. Mm-hmm. So he was using that to his advantage.
So
he knew he could go and come back anytime he wanted. And that was just wrong.
The same way with your ex, your current, your now heartbreak. Your current heartbreak, because I can't say your ex.
I have different situations.
Can't see your
boyfriend. Maybe that one was a situationship, my latest situationship.
Yeah.
I have been stuck in situationships for a long time, and I feel like this time I'm just walking the journey with God, because, yo, guys, no, I don't know the kind of energy I'm giving these men. Because the ones I'm attracting, they just want casual, you know, casual dating. They want to get the benefits of a relationship. That is, like, you care for them, you're there with them and do everything with them and still have sex with them, but still they're not going to commit to you and you're not the one they want.
But, sister, the thing I think with your situationships is they want it in their own time.
Yes.
Not your time.
Exactly. Like, I'll call you when I need you, but when you reach out when I don't need you, it's going to be ish. Mm. Like, I don't want to talk to you really. Mm-mm. But I don't mind responding to you. Like, the level of disrespect that comes with such engagements. Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, it's through the roof.
Yeah.
Because now they... Alafu, the problem is the one who's going to constantly ask them, what are we? What do you want? Where are we heading?
Mm.
Those questions, let me tell you, never ask those questions. And I've learned that the hard way. Mm-mm. Never ask a guy, where are we heading or what do you want? If you want to ask such a question, ask it out of respect for yourself. And that let that be like within the initial days of dating.
Mm.
But okay, technically we know what ghosting is. And we know at least many of us women and men out here have experienced ghosting at one point in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like not many people know how to deal with ghosting. And I feel like many people always find themselves in such situations, but they end up fumbling over and over and over again because they don't know how to deal with that emotional pain.
Yeah.
They don't know how to let go of somebody who has decided that they don't want to be part of their lives anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, because you have dealt, how did you deal with it?
I let myself feel the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I first acknowledged that I was indeed in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to acknowledge that I missed the person at that particular point. Mm-hmm. When they do decide to ghost you. Of course, if somebody ghosts you, okay, there are those people who would ghost you and you wouldn't feel a pinch, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there are those people who would ghost you, especially if it's somebody you were romantically involved with.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to feel the pain. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, handling and dealing with ghosting is that I let myself feel the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I accepted that I missed them. Because I remember the first, not even the first time, but when I experienced ghosting mara ya kwanza, I was so hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept denying the fact that I missed the person, or I loved the person, or I wanted them back and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, me denying those things made me go back to them.
Yeah.
Unaona? And I constantly fumbled. Because I never really took time to understand my emotions so that I can actually walk out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that this time around, I just needed to be different, to now react differently, respond differently.
That's good.
Yeah, so I started accepting the feelings. I miss, I can say, the first days, of course, the first days and weeks, I'll miss the person. And I'll accept that. And I'll let myself be sad about it and talk about it maybe with a close person, the way I've been talking to you. So I will talk about it and I will try my best to feel the emotions and let them pass. Mm. I will not hold them back. And then I realized that also in my past experiences, I never involved God. Mm-hmm. I don't know. For me, nilikuwa naona kama utu tushida tuwa relationships na wanaume... Wawa.
Bogus.
For like that Adam. Conversation. Yeah, I was like, that conversation is too trivial for God and I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
But then I came to learn that God is concerned about every situation in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just need to tell him everything. So I wanted to involve God through and in that pain I was going through. And praying helped me a lot. Because that, maybe those situations where I was ghosted, that person who ghosted me meant a lot to me. So I found detaching emotionally being hella hectic. Yeah. So I knew I needed a spiritual warfare with this one. I needed some spiritual healing, guys. You know, guys, I needed God to work something. Let me tell
you, one thing about Josie is, Josie is a lover. And she will even love the wrong person without even knowing. They will actually come and say, Josie, I'm in love with you. And she's like, oh my God.
Oh, come on. You're making it sound like I say, like you say it immediately.
No. But you are a lover. But the people who have been heartbreaking you,
they've just been jerks. Like they've been sent from hell.
Like they short meant... short men and light skinned men. That's her type.
But I feel like for you to actually go through ghosting, you need to first accept that the situation is what it is.
Yeah. Right? True.
You need to accept that the person has chosen to go. And to me, ghosting is disrespectful. Like as an adult, a mature person, you can just simply tell me you don't want me anymore, right? Marcy's laughing because she's seeing me and she's seeing the experiences I've had. But you
Nyambia
too. Like, come on, talking is how I'll let you go. You're not tied down to me.
Mm-hmm.
But just ghosting shows me that you don't have respect for me. You
know, women at large.
Or women at large. And you have issues, bro. You have issues and you need to go fix those issues. Sikuja hapa unaanza ku ghost watu kila wakati. Hiyo ni nini? Hata wewe ujiheshimu, by the way. But guys, if you are experiencing ghosting or you have been ghosted, I know you can actually, you can bear me witness. It's not easy and you probably don't even like it because you start questioning a lot about what you had with that person or what your value is in that light.
Yeah, and the thing is, you need to always know you know the problem.
Yes.
They are the problem. That's what these people, when they ghost you, you start thinking, I'm the problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You start looking at your previous relationships and you're like, ah, am I? You start questioning yourself. So just take deep breaths. You Honey, are not the problem.
You are okay. Unless you are the problem, of course. Maybe this is hard to do. Maybe they ghosted because, you are bringing a lot of negative energy. But wonder unajijua, you know who you are, and you know if you are you are genuine in your intentions, and still somebody decided to walk out of your life. Honey, let them.
Yeah.
Open that door for them.
Yeah.
You know, and everything is just going to fall in place. Plus, trust me, you have dodged a bullet. If somebody has chosen to walk out of your life and you didn't do anything to deserve that, you have dodged a bullet.
At the end of the day, my mom usually says it's their loss. Because you know what you bring to the table.
Yeah.
And if they decide that, oh, you know what, I'm going to ghost this girl, it's their loss. Mm-hmm. It's not your loss. Mm-hmm. You have dodged that bullet.
And you should be happy and proud.
And pray about it.
And continue. Yes. Prayer, guys, I am insisting again and again, prayer does actually work.
Miracles.
Involve God in your relationships, in your situationships. Because I feel like something, if I can tell you for sure, Mas, I think 2022 fumbled for me because I was really leaving God out of so many of these things. Apana, lakini apana.
You were not.
I was not.
You were not.
But I feel like at some point, I was also not listening to God. Maybe that's the case. Because I was talking to God, but maybe I was not listening to him. And as a niambi ati apana, usiende your date.
Hey, but one thing is also take time. If you're from one relationship and it hasn't
I was on a roll.
You guys leave Josie alone. She was on a roll.
I was like,
we forgive
thank you
her.
Next. Thank you next.
I need some loving.
And bro, you guys are just bringing me some trash. Like, I don't need this. At some point, I just gave up and I'm like, you know what? Okay, I just need to take a big step back and evaluate everything. But so, I am so glad I learned from those things. Because I feel,
time. When you take time, it gives you a certain perspective.
Mm-hmm. And even your taste changes.
Your taste changes and you're like, oh my goodness. If I'm going to entertain you, for example, you need to be my type or you need to have pockets lunch. Okay.
That's so massive. But, no. I hope you guys have heard. If you know somebody who's looking for a light skin.
No. I cannot even say that. Acha
niwaambi. Nothing wa person. Unataka kumimpress. No, of course, minus the other attributes a guy should have.
No.
Money is one thing, but mercy.
Let me tell you.
Unataka kuniambia unaweza date mtu hako wako broke.
Wewe unaweza date mtu wako bro.
Mbona una reverse your style?
Okay, let me just, the way she's saying it, it's very wrong. I don't think anyone, I don't think if you I'm in a certain career, nimefikisha a certain age and a certain, nimefika mahali niko.
Yeah, and so, you've worked hard to get there.
Yes.
You need somebody who matches your effort, your energy, your standard.
Yes, true. So I cannot go and start doing the thing, but honey, I am not. No, Josie is saying that is because the silver babies, the silver darlings.
Oh, they love her. They love her. They're willing to spend.
Why are you saying?
Preach. I'm preaching here, like yo.
You know, if I tell Josie to mention one person, who is the she won't
snake. He's not a silver fox.
But he's not he's a silver fox. He's fuck.
He's actually just loaded.
Yeah,
but that is it.
Yeah, but that was Kitambo. Yeah. Right now, we are looking at a certain person, so we are not
certain people.
Certain person,
but we will update you guys on those on those experiences she have.
Very soon, Josie will be on.
You know, Masi is about to leave me in this single street. Aki guy.
So you need to tell people, either when this ghosting thing happens to you multiple times or relationships fail, you start raising a certain bar.
Yes.
So, but you, when you raise standards, you become lonely because people tend to run away from that.
Oh, honey, let me tell you.
Because they enjoyed the
insecure version of you. They manipulated. No, the easily manipulated, the naive side of you.
So when you reach that point, I usually tell people, when you reach that point of just being lonely, you just know you're doing something right.
That's true.
That's true. You're doing something right. And now you attract the only people who want to be in your life and they can entertain you.
True.
With your all your values, all your conditions and everything. And that's what I respect, guys, who are coming my way. So
but you know, saying that, it's not even just about like acknowledging that that's what you're on right now.
No,
it's a feeling.
It's a feeling, yes,
because I've noticed that even nowadays I do respect guys, but I have zero tolerance. Like, I find myself being in spaces with guys who are trying to flirt with me or express interest, and I'm like, bro, I'm not on that level. Whatever you're trying, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
You feel it and you just leave it, and it's just beautiful. It's lonely, at least for the first few months, guys. It's gonna be lonely as hell. Lonely. You're gonna be wanting to jump into that hole face again. But then again, you're looking at what you're going to lose or what
come from.
Yeah, you don't want to go back there.
No.
That's why even the journey of celibacy is usually important for every woman at some point.
At some point.
Yeah, yes. You need to just like be alone, just cleanse yourself from even the soul ties you've had to pick up along the way, which is okay because you've experienced what it is to be on that side. So now you know the value of being on this side of, I have strong principles that I'm more willing to bend for anyone.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so guys,
it's a good thing.
Whew. The journey goes on. And the journey goes on.
It gets difficult, but it gets beautiful at the end of it. Because now, if I look back at my life, the way it ifika point in, I said, you know what? I'm raising my standards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to allow this thing of all coming to me and you're cheating on me and disappearing. I said, you know what? I'm going I can't tolerate that. And I talked to my dad, and my dad told me, look at yourself in the mirror.
Aww.
You're very beautiful.
That is so sweet. Oh, damn, that's nice.
Don't let people walk over you. And that's when my standards rise. Because mimi na babangu tuko kitu kimoja. And every day he teaches me what a man should treat you. And if I'm not finding that, then what is the point?
Yeah.
So slowly by slowly my standard raised. I was lonely as hell.
Yeah.
And I remember even my friend asked me, I have a friend called Geoffrey, and told me, I told him, Geoffrey, I am fucking lonely. And he told me, you don't even have men who just hang out, who just hang around.
I'm who like, just no, like throw compliments and just entertain you.
And I'm like, no, they're there, but I don't want to go. And I will just regret it.
I love for you know the funny thing about these men who usually just come and flirt with you and also throw some compliments and all those things. They're men who have sexual interests. That's why you're also not motivated to take that step to get to know them and, you know, basically entertain them.
Yeah, but one thing you need to know is when not all the men are the same.
Yeah.
Despite, like, 99 or 98% are just...
To them at the 1% ndio wako wazuri.
Sometimes...
But getting the 1% is, like, the hardest task you'll ever... It's, like,
golden.
Yes. But I also feel like if you're truly in tune with God... He will bring that person to you. You don't have to go looking for them.
No.
And this one I'm saying across the board, like for both women and men. If you're looking for someone genuine like you, if you're genuine and you're looking for someone who is equally high standard, high value men or women, you just need to trust that God will bring that person to you. So guys, that has been our episode for the day. Thank you so much for streaming in. Check you out in the next season. That will be season 2. So excited about that. Are you, Masi?
Yes, I am.
She's just dying with laughter here, guys. But so I'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Thank you, guys, for having me.
Anytime, girl. Anytime.